Programming is sponsored by School of Investing Corporation. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Good morning, I'm Larry Steinhaus, and welcome to Money Chat Now. Money Chat Now is a politically charged stock market pre-show giving you the politics behind the biggest moves in the stock market. It is presented with comedic common sense by an expert in financial literacy. And hey, that's me, Larry Steinhaus. All right, today is Thursday, March 9th, and I want to welcome you to the show. We are here live on WWDB Radio 860 AM in Philadelphia, and we are live in Facebook on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Hey, don't forget, you can find me on Facebook, TikTok, and other social media by searching Larry Steinhaus. And if you're on Truth Social, make sure you look me up there as well. And just a reminder, if you're watching online, hit that like button, hit that share button, and don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel while we still have one. And like the Money Chat Now page on Facebook. You can comment live during the show on YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And please say hi so I know you're watching. Real quick, I'm going to say hello to Tommy and Michael and Ken and Joe. Thanks, guys, for watching. I always appreciate you guys watching. And by the way, if you're commenting from a group and it's not the Money Chat Now fan page, your name may not show up on my dashboard. So please go to the Money Chat Now page. Money Chat Now page and comment there so I can recognize you. Money Chat Now is brought to you by Investor Schooling. And of course, you can attend a complimentary class tonight by going to investorschooling.com. And there you will learn about real estate investing and stock option trading from those who do it every day. All right, let's talk about what's going to go on today. We're going to be talking about the futures update. We're going to be talking about Biden and his crypto executive order. We're going to be talking about airline fuel costs, the new emergency budget, and, of course, the mortgage refinance boom. All right, let's talk about yesterday. So you've heard the expression, never look a gift horse in the mouth, and that's basically the expression for yesterday. So do you want to know why oil prices were dropping and why the market went up? Well, it works like this. Have you ever heard of the expression, buy on the rumor and sell on the news? It refers to a stock or a commodity that basically has news articles building a suspenseful and upward excitement about a stock or a commodity. And that's what happened the past 2 weeks with oil. So the concept of the U.S. refusing to buy oil from Russia was a scary thought at the beginning of the Ukraine crisis. Each day we got closer and closer to that decision that needed to be made, of course, right? But that decision was to terminate buying oil from Russia, and that decision was literally made yesterday. The rumor ended and the news was announced. The news actually made oil prices stabilize and drop, and drop. So basically the prices dropped and the stock market reacted in joyful glee. The oil stocks were also moving down for the most part yesterday as oil dropped to $110 a barrel after hitting a peak last week of just under $129. The big winner in the stock market yesterday was, believe it or not, Match.com. You know, I guess they kind of had a really bad, I don't know, few years since my wife and I met and we no longer on Match.com. Anyway, the stock moved up over 12% as the world is done with the scamdemic and people can actually have relationships without wearing masks now. I don't know, do you guys remember the report by CNN written by three Harvard professors who said that wearing a mask during sex could prevent coronavirus? Yes, I would expect something that dumb from three Harvard professors, but I didn't think the people at CNN were that dumb enough to promote that idea. In fact, this should have told us all we needed to know about coronavirus, masks, and all the nonsense that followed, right? But then again, I still see the average college student wearing a mask everywhere they go. But let's get back to the market. We are also noticing the fear of the war is winding down. And by the way, when I say the fear of the war, I simply mean that Wall Street is now numb and doesn't care anymore. The money managers have accepted it, and they're basically building their portfolios around what they believe will be the outcome. The most interesting news came after the market closed when Amazon announced a 20-for-1 split. This is going to be another one of my favorite stocks after the split. I'm telling you, now Amazon and Google are going to be great stock options plays. They're both trading at about the same price range of $2,600 to $2,700, and when they split, they'll be about $130 to $150 price range. Both calls and covered calls will be the play on these stocks. My suggestion is to buy 5 shares of each right now and hold them into the split. Google will split in July, and I have not found the date for Amazon yet, but my guess it'll be around the same time. Seriously, these are going to become my 2 favorite plays. So will the market hold up? It doesn't look so good today. Right now, the futures are down. The Dow is down 271. The S&P is down 34. And the NASDAQ is down 167. Now, by the way, I just saw a breaking headline this morning that Russia and Ukraine forest ministers will be holding a press conference. I believe the press conference was already held. I'll let you know what's going on with that in just a little while. All right, real quick, I want to say hello to some of the other people online. I want to say hello to Victor and Dan and Lou and Jose. And did I get everybody? And Jane and Moshe. Thanks, guys. I totally appreciate you watching. I always appreciate your support. And if you guys don't mind, hit that share button right now so everybody else can watch this, because this is some good stuff. All right, let's talk about Biden and crypto. We need to talk about something very important here. Joe Biden just passed an executive order, so it must be an important topic, right? That's right. Biden wrote and signed an executive order regarding cryptocurrencies. At the end of my show yesterday, I discussed the fact that Biden was going to announce the details of his executive order during the day, and the news of the executive order sent rumors through the crypto world, with many believing it would further legitimize cryptocurrencies and make them more mainstream and possibly more value. My comment at the end was, if a Democrat president is signing an executive order, it can't be good for the investors. The concept of cryptocurrency, for you guys who don't know, it's one that avoids all banking institution regulations and centralization. This type of currency enables people to move the currency through nodes of computers known as miners. Basically, you can send me Bitcoin or a fraction of Bitcoin, and instead of a bank recording this transaction, several miners will instead record the transaction in several places. This is all autonomous, including the person who receives and who sends the cryptocurrency. As the world gets smaller and the borders get more fuzzy, this type of currency will probably be a great solution to many bank regulation problems that people have. One example is the Russian sanctions. So Russia has basically been removed from the SWIFT banking system, and that makes doing business with Russia very difficult for many companies. Of course, we heard Visa and MasterCard is also pulling their services from Russia as well, leaving the Russian people with fewer ways to purchase items and share or pay for funds. Now, I'm not getting into the fact that the Russian sanctions are good or bad. I want Russia to stop this crap right now, so understand that I'm all for it, but understand this is what's happening. But Bitcoin and other currencies will be able to move to and from places without being canceled, and that's the idea of cryptocurrency. Anyway, many believe Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies will be the currency of the future, and it very may well be. But let's get back to the executive order. The order was signed Wednesday, and it calls on federal agencies to take a unified approach to regulation and oversight of digital assets, according to the White House fact sheet. By the way, if you want to look up the crypto White House fact sheet, you might want to read it. It's interesting, but you'll also find that it's kind of very simple and not very impressive. However, it does have 7 main points. By the way, every time I look up any White House fact sheet, it's almost like, I don't know, it's almost like somebody put together, it almost looks like a 6th grader put it together. Honestly, read it, you'll have to see. But I don't want to get into that. I want to talk about the 7 main points. First of all, it will protect U.S. consumers, investors, and businesses. And that's the first main point. Protect U.S. consumers, investors, and businesses, right? Apparently, there's a lot of fraud going on with cryptocurrency sales, and the government wants to find out how they can stop it. Next point is protect U.S. and global financial stability and mitigate systematic risk. They basically want to find out the risk of crypto and then mitigate the illicit financial and national security risks posed by the illicit use of digital assets. This would basically be like the Russia situation, right? And so far, really, it's nothing but a bunch of questions that the government is trying to answer. The next one is interesting. Promote U.S. leadership in technology and economic competitiveness to reinforce U.S. leadership in the global financial system. So what they're trying to do here, of course, is they're trying to become the leader of crypto. And the next two subjects are basically the same concept. The final point in the brief is basically to explore a U.S. central bank digital currency. CBDC is what it's called, right? Central bank digital currency. So there you have it. Pretty much nothing but common sense stuff. However, the last part talks about a central bank currency, which is, and that's what crypto world was looking for. However, I think they're missing the point. Right now, crypto is not regulated or centralized, and that means it does exactly what it was designed to do. It sends funds to people anonymously and makes sure those funds reach their destination without glitches, for at least the most part, that is. And it truly is under the radar currency. If the U.S. or any other government decides to create their own currency, it simply becomes the same old, same old. It becomes the dollar. It becomes the fiat currency. The government can then seize accounts, stop transactions, and make crypto no different than the U.S. dollar. It will simply be a digital version. In fact, many believe this is exactly what's going to happen in the future. You will have all digital assets, and cash will not be used any longer, and it sounds like utopia to many sci-fi enthusiasts. But have you seen the sci-fi movies where they wipe out your identity and they wipe out all your assets? This is no different than YouTube deleting my videos because they don't like my politics. It comes down to conform or be cast out. On another note, the Great Depression started because the United States refused to go off the gold standards. I don't know why, but this crypto rush has an eerie feeling to it that reminds me of those times. In fact, the Roaring Twenties remind me of what we experienced in inflation and the economy the past few years. Hey, by the way, didn't the Spanish flu happen around the same time frame? Buckle up, America. History is repeating itself, and if you want to be on top of the next depression or recession, show up tonight for a complimentary class in investor schooling and find out how. Watch this next commercial.
Investor schooling. Those guys are everywhere.
Investor schooling. Those guys are everywhere.
Investor schooling.
Those guys are everywhere.
Investor Schooling. Those guys are everywhere. Register for a free class at investorschooling.com.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus. And of course, if you'd like more information on Investor Schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or call 866-424-2829. 866-424-2829. Hey, I want to thank you all for listening on WWDB Radio 860 AM in Philadelphia. And if you're watching online, please hit that share button. Hey, hit that share button. Hey, Mick. Hey, Mike. Thanks so much for you guys. Thanks a lot, James. I appreciate you guys watching. And Jane, hit that share button. Let everybody know you're watching it. And you can also help your friends learn how to make more money. Hit that like button. Let me know you enjoy the show. And don't forget to leave those comments. I totally appreciate those all the time. Thanks so much. All right, so far we've been discussing the futures update, and the Dow is down 286, the S&P is down 35, and the NASDAQ is down 168. We also discussed the fact that Biden is trying to regulate crypto. You know, I would say, you know, I say a lot of bad things about Biden, and I got to admit that this is bad for the crypto world, but any president would want to regulate the money that's going in and out of his country just because they think they can. And that was the idea of crypto in the first place, but let's see how that plays out in a few years. So coming up, we have airline fuel costs, the new emergency budget, and the mortgage refinance boom. And of course, we have today's picks and plays. But first, did you guys hit that like button yet? Did you hit that share button yet? Don't forget to leave comments on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and YouTube. And if you're listening on WWDB Radio, be sure and set a preset to this station and listen every day at 7:30. And don't forget to look up Money Chat Now on Facebook when you get home and let me know what you think of the show. Oh, real quick, I want to talk real quick about the event that we're going to be having on the 24th. We're going to be hosting an event at the Washington Crossing Inn in Bucks County. It's a Finances and Freedom event. Along with myself, we will have the outspoken Bill Spadia, as a keynote speaker, and we just added to the itinerary a man that you should all respect. We have added Doug Mastriano as another keynote speaker. Doug's story will mesmerize you, and he's a leading contender in the governor's race for Pennsylvania. Listen, just go there just to meet him. You know, you'll want to be at this event. You'll be able to shake his hands and wish him luck. And if you go to 4mmw.com, you can find out more about it. 4mmw.com. It's a full-day event. We're going to be serving lunch and breakfast. And listen, 4mmw.com, because it's going to sell out fast. Make sure that you go there. Make sure you sign up. I noticed that ever since we added Doug, that the more people are registering pretty fast. So we have about 45 seats left. So make sure you register real quickly. All right, let's get into the second half. Let's talk about airline fuel costs. We mentioned this slightly yesterday, but it's pretty obvious that fuel costs are going to drive up the price of operators of airplanes, their bottom line costs, right? So what will happen? So here's some brief highlights from an interview by the CEO of Avelo Airlines. His name is Andrew Levy, and Levy said it perfectly in an interview when he said, "I'm optimistic we will be able to pass through the cost of fuel to the consumer." Well, obviously, right? I have to agree with Levy. You know, all the airlines are going to raise their prices, and just like all of the rising costs caused by inflation, this is just going to be another. The best part is that, you know, there'll be more first-class tickets available for me, right? Because people aren't going to want to pay the first-class price because it's going to be too expensive. And I got to tell you, it's nice to be rich, so I'll be able to afford a first-class ticket. On another note, the mask mandates for flying will be ending in, and the countdown is 8 more days. Yahoo! I'm also seeing cruise lines starting to relax their mandates as well. I noticed that all the cruise lines are changing their policies as of this month. Some are no longer requiring COVID tests before boarding, and others are simply saying no more masks for fully vaccinated people. I wonder if they're going to ask for vaccine cards still. They might, actually. I'm going to give it another few months, and then I'm ready to pack my Speedo and sit in the hot tub on a cruise with the rest of the old people. All right, are you guys ready to travel again? Let me know in the comments on Facebook if you're ready to travel. Let me know where you're going. Let me know in the comments, right? Let me know if you're ready to travel. Let me know where you're going to be going. Let me know in your comments on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, or Twitter, because I'm really curious to know if you guys are ready to travel, because I am really ready to travel. I'm done with this. All right, let's talk about the new emergency budget. It seems that every 6 months, Congress has to vote on government funding the bill, right, to keep the government running. So we have seen this many times as it always gets passed. But hiding in the budget is basically a Facebook meme. Check this out, right? And it made me laugh this morning. How many of you have seen the memes and posts about the Ukraine war cured COVID, right? So the posts say, the Ukraine war cured COVID. Well, check this out. The House passed a $1.5 trillion legislation that would fund the government through September and send nearly $14 billion of humanitarian and military aid to the Ukraine. Look, I guess it's admirable that we're sending Ukraine relief money. I'm not sure why we're allowed to send tax dollars to any country that's being attacked instead of defending that country. But as a proud virtue signaler, I would say I am so glad that the people in Ukraine will get this money. Well, we'll see if they get the money anyway. But hold on here, and let me get back to the point. Did the Ukraine war cure COVID? Well, apparently the vote on the Democrat funding was delayed by hours as Democrat leaders were forced to remove $15.6 billion in coronavirus relief funds that were included in an earlier version of the bill. So there you have it, folks. Ukraine war definitely cured COVID. They gave Ukraine $14 billion, and they removed $15 billion from the bill to cover it. Hey, I wonder if YouTube will shut me down for medical misinformation for making this observation. And right now, our camera's shut off. So we're going to take a quick break while we fix that. We'll see you in about 2 seconds.
Okay, so you've thought about investing in real estate, houses, apartment buildings, properties, but don't really know where to start. Well, what if you could very easily learn how to gain strategies to use other people's money to buy and sell houses in the Philadelphia area? If you could learn and network with successful area real estate investors and how to produce monthly income on rental properties without headaches, that place is Investor Schooling. With Investor Schooling, you'll learn from two Philadelphia area rock star real estate investors, Phil Falcone and Larry Steinhaus, about how to buy and sell properties the easy way and teach you basic and advanced techniques to help you make money in real estate. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online visual classes 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate. Call for free information and get a complimentary pass to one of these classes. But don't delay, as these complimentary passes are limited. Call the number on your screen now or visit investorschooling.com. Investorschooling.com.
All right, guys, sorry about that. We lost our video, and we're not able to fix it, but you can hear me, so that's all that matters. So I want to real quick get to more breaking news. Apparently, the Russians in Ukraine have not made any progress at all towards a ceasefire. And, you know, I just want to let you know that basically the people of Mariupol, you know, they're stuck. They can't pass. All Ukraine is asking is that they let these people pass, let these people go past and not get bombed. It's kind of annoying, but just an opinion here. If Putin is trying to, as he says, wipe out the Nazis, then why is he acting like one? Listen, at this point, I just hope this guy gets assassinated soon. I'm just so annoyed at this, that the entire topic and why this is continuing to happen and why he is doing this. All right, let's talk real quickly about the mortgage refinance boom. Apparently, many people who listen to my show took my advice and refinanced their properties. I've been saying it for months to refinance your property, whether it's a principal resident or an investment property. Refinance at a low rate and take all the equity you can. The lower rate will make your money work faster and better, and take out the equity in the house and put it aside as we enter a probable recession in the next 2 to 3 years. Have that money ready to work for you to pick up properties or other great investments when the market gives you lemonade from other people's lemons. As I said, many of you must have listened to my advice because according to an article in CNBC, demand for mortgages jumped 9% last week compared to the previous week. The interest rate took a little decline and many took advantage of it. I recently financed many of my properties, all the properties I possibly could, and my rates are now between 3.5% and 4.25%. For some of those, I was paying over 5%, and it was a significant savings for me and my portfolio. And another interesting fact from the same article was that mortgage applications for new homes also increased, but is down from a year ago. I've been saying, you know, it's going to be the last good year for housing price increases, and this year was the last great year. Look, the spring after, or last year I should say, was the last great year, and this year's the last good year. The spring after this year will be a pendulum starting to swing the other way. It will not be quite a buyer's market, but some sellers will be surprised when they have to lower their asking price or wonder why their home is still not sold after 60 days. Real estate agents and mortgage reps are going to start seeing a different side of the business. Some who have never experienced a down market are going to be surprised. As for the investors, we'll be ready to go. We will help people out of their situation and set ourselves up for profit when the market returns after its normal 7-year cycle. Hey, look, if you guys want to learn more, come to Investor Schooling tonight. That's the thing that's up right now. Ooh, look, my camera's up. Say hi. Oh, not yet. It didn't come up yet. There it is. Yeah, I'm back. Hey, all right. Nice job, Mike. Thanks so much. And you guys know Mike is our new tech, and he's just fixed the problem. So everybody tell Mike what a great job he just did, because he was awesome to fix that just in time to get back to the show. All right. So once again, let's talk about Investor Schooling. Don't forget, you can go to investorschooling.com or you can call 866-424-2829. And once again, let's get into what's going on right here. So far, of course, we've been discussing the futures update. The Dow is down. It's kind of settling right around here. Minus 288. The S&P is down 38 and the NASDAQ is down 187. We talked about Biden and crypto and the fact that they're trying to figure out how to regulate crypto. But I don't know. We also talking about airline fuel costs and what that means to you if you want to fly, and also the fact that we'll be able to fly again. I noticed Linda was so excited that she said that we can go. We can now fly again. She's so excited. All right, coming up is today's picks and plays. But did you guys hit that like button? Hit that share button now. Now that the video's back, hit that share button. Let everybody know what great stock plays are coming by sharing this information. And you could share it on your page or in groups that you feel will benefit from the great stock plays. Everybody, hit that share button. If you have a share button on that button, just hit it. All right. You can also leave comments on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, or Twitter, and I will definitely try to respond to them. Now, if you're listening on WWDB Radio, set one of your presets to this channel and listen every day at 7:30 for all you need to know about the politics behind the stock market. And let's get into what's going on. All right, here we go again. So basically, oil moves up, gold moves up, and crypto moves down. Was yesterday an oasis? Maybe for now, but I still expect it to pop next week. I've been saying that the period between February 15th and March 15th is usually the worst we see each year, and that's going to end next week. There are still some bargains out there, and today may be the day to pick them up. If you missed the boat on the cruise stocks, you can see that they would have been great plays if you would have got in on Friday or Monday. You would have had a nice run. I actually still think there's plenty of room for them to run. As you guys know, I'm all in on American Airlines, and boy, am I nervous, but I think it's a good play, right? I'm holding some Meta as well, and the plays into the second half of the year will be Amazon and Google, as I said before. Set some money aside or buy the stocks now at the current price. Look, as I said earlier, buy five shares of each so that when they split, you'll have 100 shares, and then you can sell covered calls on them. If you don't know about covered calls, you're going to want to learn this very safe way of stock options trading. Look, it's kind of like running your stocks out for small weekly profits at about 3% a week. Imagine doing 3% a week. Now, you're not going to do it every week, but you're going to do it pretty well. And it's one of the favorite things that I teach at Investor Schooling. And you guys should stop by tonight. I'm telling you, you should stop by tonight because we're going to be teaching some really cool stuff. Right now, the futures are, they went down. So now the Dow is down 321, the S&P is down 43, and the NASDAQ is down 205. Nothing really happening. It's not great at all. But, of course, you know, it is what it is. So real quick, crypto, like I said, is moving down. Gold and silver is above 2,000. Gold is above 2,000. And silver is, you know, moving up slightly as well. And that's what's going to happen in a market like this. Silver is above 26. The Treasury bond is inching up again. And if it hits 225, we're going to see another pop down, I guess. And don't forget, I want to thank all the listeners on WWDB Radio, 860 AM in Philadelphia. I want to thank you for your continued support. And if you're enjoying the show, hey, make sure you reach out and let me know. From time to time, I own some of the assets and options discussed in the show, and the opinions discussed in the show are solely mine, and no one has asked me to discuss them. Hey, make it a profitable day.